Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
On a sweet Thursday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, all had passed. Came the day I'd waited for at last, and you were there with love to spare.
Love!
Sing it a
Thursday already, September the 28th on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, but then if you've listened for a while, you know I'm not Jay Kirshner, so there's a choice, right? You listen to Jay's voice, there's a choice. It's either Jay's voice, hey, that's Jay, or it's Doug. And so I'm Doug, she's Jay, and here we are ready to optimize the day for you, optimize the hour, the last Thursday of the last week. Of the ninth month of the year 2023. What are we thinking today? The size of your dreams. Did you dream last night? I found myself dreaming almost every night now. Do you, Jay, how much of a dreamer are you?
I do, yeah. I don't remember all of my dreams, but I do remember a good portion.
So, the size of your dreams always exceeds your current capacity to achieve them. Otherwise, they wouldn't much be dreams, right? If they're not big enough, I find myself dreaming a lot about, well, sometimes whatever it is that you see or hear or think as you go off to sleep is what will predicate what's in your head and what you're going to dream about. You ever notice that?
Or if there was something big that happened or even something that you don't even realize was anything and then all of a sudden you find it infiltrating your dream.
Yeah.
And you're like, you wake up, and have you ever woken up, and you're like, where did that come from? And you kind of start to think about it, and you're like, oh, wait, no, I can pinpoint this one.
Yeah, right, exactly. So this is pretty different and maybe fantastic in the sense that you wouldn't expect the Indians, I'm talking about the Indian, the fact that we have beings that were called Indians, no fault of the people who live in India. When Columbus sailed the ocean blue in 1492, he was on his way to India, but whoops, wait a minute, there's another continent in the way. And so the first people he saw, he called Indians. And for some reason, for centuries, it stuck. Now we call them natives, which is more appropriate for sure, but that's not the story. The story is that the Indian Parliament yesterday passed a law which requires that one-third of the seats in their parliament be reserved for women. What would happen if that were the rule here, or anywhere else, I guess? But we don't necessarily think of India as a progressive country. But now, not only in the parliament, but they have similar, they divide up the country into states, or kind of states. And so the state assemblies have to have one-third of their seats reserved for women as well. So this has been going on, the conversation over there has been going on for years, and certainly a lot of the people who like the old politics there are not interested in gender equality. India is not exactly the most progressive country in the world, but after this, is it? Can you imagine that law being passed here in America? What would the discussion be like if we had a third of the seats reserved for women? How do you go about that? How is that democracy, actually? It's supposed to be whoever gets the most votes, whoever garners the most support, gets the seat.
But during during a time of changeover, to play devil's advocate, maybe a lot of people there might be people who are absolutely more qualified, but they are not voted for because of the fact that they were born women.
Yes. Well, and then there are those who guess it depends. Who am I to say who's qualified? I wouldn't have voted for many of the women that we talk about, whether it be Boebert or Marjorie or AOC or that woman whose name I don't even want to talk. She's
Marjorie Taylor Greene?
No, I'm talking about that. Inhan, Ohan, Ihan, whatever her name is. That I think is from, is she from Michigan? Whatever. Anyway, that's not the point. The point is that we have...
Omar?
Yeah, Omar, yeah. And then you look around at some of the other really qualified. That woman who is the congressman from my district in Massachusetts, completely, as far as I'm concerned, unqualified, because she's only there to serve herself, as are most of the people who are there. Not everybody. But when you get down to the crunch that we're in now, the deadline is approaching. The shutdown may occur, may not occur. Kevin McCarthy had a few answers when he was pressed by reporters on how he would pass a partisan Republican spending plan that many of the people, the right-wing or wackos in his party, don't want. The Senate looks like they're going to have their own plan, and it looks like it might be something that'll be voted in. But then what happens? There are a lot of people. You can see stories everywhere. You can hear people talking, what? This is what's going to happen when, instead of saying if, when the shutdown occurs. Yeah, listen, I'd rather be optimistic, as I was suggesting a few minutes ago, and think they'll get it straightened out, or they'll at least fix it, because it just means it just creates more. It makes it difficult for people to do business because of the way the laws work. It sort of creates this uncertainty. The banks don't like it. The public, the taxpayers, once they figure out what's going on, don't like it because all the people that are laid off and don't do anything still get paid. You know, that kind of stuff.
And when do we find out? By end of day Saturday?
I don't know. They could do something in the next 5 minutes. Somebody, you know, it doesn't necessarily...
But that's the deadline, right?
Deadline, the 1st of October is the deadline. So that means you got another day or two to avert the federal shutdown. And I think of all the people that are there, McCarthy's probably... the one who can, even though they're almost back to square one, he can get people, he strategizes well, let's put it that way. And the unruly Republicans that are just, they're not part of the solution, they're part of the problem. And so, you know, the problem, McCarthy says, I want to solve the problem. The problem is, we spend too damn much money. And the budget, this is the discussion. There hasn't been a budget that actually was functional since before Bill Clinton was president. There has not. The Congress, this is how damned irresponsible. But who talks about that at election time? And because there's so much unruliness, really good people seem to stay away. And you get the likes of Gates or Santos or some of these other clowns that are there, and they think, wow, look at this, I'm a congressman, I can have my power, I'm going to make a lot of noise. Yeah, making a lot of noise doesn't necessarily fix things. Matter of fact, it usually makes them worse. So, anyway, would the federal shutdown be disruptive? Yep. What happens, you can go through the list. Okay, the military, they have to stay because that's their job. What about the people who work there? The post office isn't supposed to, it's supposed to be a private outfit, so they keep working. But the federal offices all shut down. And all the government bureaus like NASA shuts down. And then there's the stuff that doesn't fix anything, like Biden says, I think the speaker is making a choice between his speakership and American interests. Yeah, and so are you, buddy. That's the way it is down on the farm. And you can look at that when it comes to border security. Can you imagine, as bad as it is on the border, when there are actually people who are getting paid to be there, if there aren't people that are there, what kind of mayhem that creates on the border down Mexico way? All right. Anyway, so there was a debt deal that had been made between the Republicans and the Democrats earlier this year. That's now a law. I'm not sure where that all goes. But there are extremists on both sides, to be sure, and they're making this difficult. Mitch McConnell, in rare agreement with Chuck Schumer, suggesting that they better have an approach that works. Otherwise, because the economy is not as solid as we all would like it to be, you know, every day you see something, oh, this inflation thing is bad, and it's not going to lower, all of that stuff.
Well, and again, what you were talking about with the people who are the loudest on the far sides and everything, and then it just seems like across the board, our country is not stable.
Nope. It sure isn't. And you look at those characters who were in the Republican debate last night. What a joke. All the noise, yelling, pointing fingers. There wasn't anybody who watched that didn't learn a doggone thing about any of those people that they either didn't already know or cared to know about. Meanwhile, the Trumpster is over on the other channel having a news conference that just coincidentally bled into the time of the Republican debate so that people would, let's watch Trump instead of that debate and listen to him talk about how bad Joe Biden is and make fun of everybody else, which is what he does. He'll tell you he'll fix it, but he never tells you how. In the meantime, you know, there are more charges against him. So we've got these two old clucks who neither of them ought to be president, and the people that are running in that party. And the Democrats, you look at that side of things, you and I would make a great president and vice president. So if you're really looking for somebody to vote for me as president and Jay as vice president, or Jay as president and me as vice president.
It's a better option then, yeah.
Right? There's an option.
Yeah, I do not think we can withstand another Biden-Trump thing.
Ah, my God, what a waste of time. It's not just a waste of time, it's just waste of resources and kind of frustrating because you're looking for some leadership. Hello? Anybody know where there's a leader? 18 past the hour.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place.
Use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizzi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZI to learn more.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code TRAVEL for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code TRAVEL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code TRAVEL for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is certified organic music.
Rubber ducky, you're the one. You make bath time lots of fun. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you.
Yeah, there's Rubber Ducky. Actually, is that that Bernie? Who is that?
No, that's Bert. Ernie, right?
Yeah, right. All right, so I'm playing that song because I'm going to be a spoiler as usual. You wouldn't like it if I wasn't a spoiler, right? That's part of my charm. A lot of social media, I'm not the first one to do this all over social media. And because this is the celebrity sort of social media portion of this hour, I'm going to point my finger at Ken Jeong, first of all, in his purple tux. And then the person who became, he usually, if you watch The Masked Singer, I'm not an expert. I watch every once in a while because I like Jenny McCarthy. And these guys are kind of fun to watch every once in a while. So anyway, they went back and forth on who was the duck that was in the show. And as I said, Ken Jeong usually is wrong, but he figured it out last night. Da-da-da-da-da! Anthony Anderson.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's kind of cute. That's all. It's just silly. It's all, you know, that's the one thing. It is just a silly, it kind of, when you used to watch Simon, when he was fun and not so seriously involved in his own stuff, it was fun listening to him act like Donald Trump, because that's kind of what his shtick was, you know.
Simon Cowell, yeah, with the... Yeah.
Did I say Simon Cowell?
Being mean, but...
Yeah. Right.
Making it fun and all that stuff. And Gordon Ramsay does that with a couple of his shows, too. And then you see his other shows where he's just the biggest softy.
Yeah, right. Anyway, so that's that story. In a moment, we're going to talk about Cher, who hired somebody to do some kidnapping. Aha! The drama after this.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab rizo, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing and me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new play.
Use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Nothing is-
Sky Rizzi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizzi.com or call 1-866-SKY-RIZZI to learn more.
Everybody likes Cher, pretty much. No matter what your age, your attitude, she always makes pretty much anything when you listen to her music, you're better. Before we talk about her hiring, she didn't hire a hitman, but I'll tell you the story in a second. But I was reminding myself, as I did watch that debate a little bit, enough to see Donald Christie, good Doug. There's a real Freudian slip. Chris Christie slammed Donald Trump, calling him Donald Duck because he skipped the debate. So we could do the rubber ducky story or the rubber ducky song for Donald Duck, who ducked out on the debate. All right, so there's another little piece of the pie. So Cher, accused of hiring four men to kidnap her son, accusation made in court. Son is Elijah Allman. Greg Allman was married for 3 or 4 years to Cher, and this is what came out of it. And he was involved in a nasty divorce with his wife or something.
Well, yeah, and apparently they were trying to reconcile, and they were at a hotel room on their anniversary, and Cher worried for him and hired men to kidnap him.
Uh-huh. But they didn't, I don't think. Did they? I don't think they did. Anyway, so she loves her son. I guess that's the that's the bottom line. It doesn't love her daughter-in-law. 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day, a gentle touch. You know, think about how most cats are handled. How often do owners lift them up with one hand, grabbing them somewhere around the middle of their stomach? Poor kitty dangles in the air, and the stress from her body weight is placed directly in the middle of her belly. Would you like to be held like that? I bet not. It certainly doesn't sound comfortable to me. As a matter of fact, I think it would hurt a lot. How many times have you dropped your cat to the floor from a height of a foot or more? Cats are small creatures, often no larger than a newborn infant. Would you handle an infant like that? I don't think so. When you touch your cat, do it ever so gently. A soothing touch will convey a lot to our fragile fur balls. She'll come to trust the calm in your hands, she'll know you're sensitive, and she'll feel the concern and love you're transmitting. Gently stroke your cat every day. Pick them up gradually. Lay them down slowly. Softly. That's why so many cats freak out when people go to pick them up, because they know the end result may hurt. Handle them gently. They'll be your best friend. Remember, they're just little guys. I'm Warren Eckstein.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Arizona has a Republican governor for a few hours. Last night, the Arizona treasurer announced that she is serving as acting governor until mid-morning today, amid a mysterious disappearance of Governor Katie Hobbs. In a press release on X, Arizona treasurer, Republican Kimberly Yee, announced her brief tenure as acting governor, saying she is pleased to step in the role. Yee did not disclose the reason for Hobbs' brief departure. Baltimore police are reporting a convicted felon suspected of killing tech executive Pava LaPere in Baltimore this week has been arrested. Jason Dean Billingsley was wanted on first-degree murder and other charges in connection with the death of LaPere. The 26-year-old CEO of Baltimore-based startup Ecomap Technologies. More information would be announced in a news conference at 11 o'clock this morning. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's obvious the unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Bid you a good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Next caller, go ahead.
Creative minds make creative thinking. We want to hear some of your creativity. Call 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684. This has not been something that's driven my life, but I have been known to wonder whether it was David Bowie or David Bowie. David Bowie and my friend Uri were friends, and he used to say Bowie.
Mm-hmm.
But then you hear a lot of other people introduce him as Bowie. So what do you say, Jay?
I have never once heard Bowie.
Always Bowie.
Always, yeah, Bowie.
All right, let's stick with that then. It's Thursday, and so we ran up to Thursday with Wednesday, which was after Tuesday, which is after Monday, and now we have Friday.
Funny how it works.
Isn't it amazing how it works? I'm just speaking my truth, Jay. That's it. The Good Day program, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen. Yep, we do speak our truth. And it may involve risking rejection on the part of some people listening, wondering what really are these people thinking. I don't think you ever really think that when you listen to us. I used to be criticized all the time when I started doing talk radio during its early years in the 70s. I was criticized because I spent most of the time on the air talking to people, with people. I interviewed a lot of folks and tried to deal with the issues in that way, rather than me engaging myself. And I got criticized a lot after I'd been on, well, maybe it was probably 10 years or so, after Limbaugh started, and there was a lot of opinion on the air, and that wasn't until the late 80s. So from the mid-70s, I started doing talk in October of 1974, when it was really just kind of beginning to brew, at least the modern era of talk, and there weren't people on the air like Limbaugh, there were people on the air like me, and Michael Jackson, and guys, some of the other people came along that were really vox populi folks. They were talking with local interests in their minds, and they'd stir the pot, and some of them were pretty intellectually stimulating, and some of them were just fun to listen to because they were noisy. And so, yeah, that's kind of how it all started. But I didn't think people wanted to know what I thought. I thought people wanted to hear what the experts thought, or what this person who had written an interesting book thought. What was the book about? And so lines were clearly defined. It was easy for me not to interject. I just wanted to be the purveyor of information. And you can go deeper to examine what's going on once I tell you how to do it. Okay, this book is written by this person, and here's where you get it. And so help yourself and have a nice day. And then there were people who, because, again, of Limbaugh and that ilk that started about that time, I was being dishonest with my listeners because I didn't use a portion of my energy every day to tell you what I thought. So program directors, you say, why don't you tell us what you think? Because the program is about you. Because I never thought the program was about me.
Yeah.
I thought I was here to help people figure stuff out. And that wasn't really how it was getting defined. It was about Limbaugh and his issues and the other people around, but obviously he was the best at it. And it was fun, but it was always okay. By the end of whatever was going on, you knew how he thought. And so I became, it wasn't that I was copying Limbaugh, because I wasn't really. I didn't have the same interest in being, you know, the same sort of, why would you want to do the same thing? That's been the trouble with talk radio for so many years. Everybody wanted to be another Rush. There was only one. Rush was Rush. That was it. Like, there's only one of me. And only one of any number of... Well, that's the problem, because when you listen across the dial, we talk about this off the air and on the air all the time. Some of the people that are in the same kettle of fish down there in Dallas with James, they sound like the next guy who wanted to sound like the guy before them, and they all say the same thing, and they all say it the same way. And so we become a kettle of already cooked fish. Well, they do. I don't. So anyway, I don't want to get off into a toot here. I just, I have risked rejection because I didn't follow the party line. I have been a Republican most of my life. I'm ashamed of most of the Republicans that have notoriety now. There's plenty of good ones, but they don't get any oxygen because these clowns that are out there running around,
yeah,
like DeSantis, take all the oxygen
ones
out of the room.
And
yeah,
same on the Democratic side. Yeah,
yep,
it's all the far-sighted ones.
Yeah, right. Okay, so let's talk about women. Fun thing to talk about, or some things related to women. There's a new study that suggests that women who have taken COVID vaccines, listen, please, very carefully, those of you who are contemplating getting another shot, and you are of the female persuasion. Of course, now it gets a little hard sometimes, a little confusing as to who the boys are and who the girls are, but that's not what this is about.
So we're going to talk about the biological sex.
Yes.
What you're born chromosome.
We are. Yes, we are. And how it relates to COVID if you have gotten vaccines, if you've gotten the shot, you've gotten the jab. What has been its impact or effect on women who are of age, who have childbearing age and into their 50s. By the time you get into your 50s, most women are going through the change of life. So early on, as you're having your cycle, apparently women and large numbers of women have been talking to researchers and doctors in cities all over. This is a survey of 165,000 women. It's not like, you know, the usual survey is a couple of thousand people. This is 165,000 women who were surveyed, and a large majority of them admit to being uncomfortable and often having painful cycles after they got the vaccine. Now, what I don't see in here is whether it was Pfizer, whether it was Moderna, whether it was Johnson and Johnson.
Which vaccine, or just the vaccines across the board.
Yeah. Yeah, well, maybe that's what it is. What it did seem to affect were people who are on birth control pills. So if you take birth control and you have taken it continuously and you got a shot, you probably were pretty surprised.
That's who's been most affected?
Yep.
Wow.
And a lot of times these people, they've gone into emergency room records and not only talked to, you know, people, the doctors in there, and who has been in there for COVID. Women, the survey was aimed at women who have had to go to the hospital after getting a shot. That's how they narrowed it down. Or had to go see their gynecologist after they got their shot. And then, you know, sometimes it took a couple of months later. There were some drugs. You see, this is it, the damn drug culture. What's better? If you're in decent shape, so you get COVID. I'd rather do that. I'm not a woman, but I would think from the women that I've known who've had tough times with their cycles, that wasn't very pleasant. And am I making sense here?
Yeah, of course. But I think with the COVID vaccine, too, it's just there was so much unknown about COVID and a lot of fear-based thinking. But also not just within ourselves, but if you were going to be around somebody who was dealing with a poor immune system or maybe with cancer and you're thinking in your head, I mean, this is why I got it. Somebody I love very much was dying from cancer and I wanted to spend as much time as possible. So I was like, well, I want to get the COVID vaccine so that, you know, try to keep this person safe.
Yep. Well, premenopausal women, mostly in their, looks to me like from 29 to 49, those are the people that are in this a large group. Some of the research was done at the Norwegian Institute of Public Health in Oslo. This is a universal study, it wasn't just American.
Mm-hmm.
This is pretty much around
the world. Have there been any studies on how it affects men?
Well, you know, that's a good question. I don't know. I ran across this study, and I thought, okay, this is pretty interesting. Let's talk about this. Actually, one of the stories that I saw, I don't have any, the answer to that is I don't know. But what I was captured or captivated by was a woman whose mother in her 50s had started to have hot flashes, therefore going through change of life. She got the shot, started having her period again. What would, you got to wonder, okay, what would cause that to happen, right? Wouldn't you wonder? What the hell is there in that stuff that makes me have my period again? And so, anyway.
What a pain in the butt.
Exactly, or elsewhere, yep. So, that's kind of what's going on here. Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security also is a participant in this. The fellow, the doctor that was in charge of the study at Johns Hopkins said it's important for people to know the response makes sense. Aha! Again, there are a lot of doctors who are really turned off to the vaccines now, and a lot of people waking up to the inflammatory way it was handled by people who are in charge. How we just rolled over and played into the hands of these people who, at the beginning looked like they had good intentions, but then after a while, not so much. So, I'm glad for me that I made the decision that I made. Yeah, whatever. Everybody's different.
Yeah.
Here's another story about another woman. This one's not so good. A flight attendant for American working out of the Philadelphia base is dead. She was found in a hotel room with a sock in her mouth. Huh?
Yeah.
She'd been there a couple of days, apparently. She didn't show up for work. And so American, okay, find out where this woman is. But the body didn't get found until somebody went into the room to clean it, looks like.
Mm-hmm.
So, on a lot of unanswered questions here. There were a couple of sealed bottles of prescription drugs that were found in the room, but there were no signs of nothing, no forced entry or anything. So, anyway, let's see what happens.
It didn't seem like there were any, no signs of a struggle or anything.
Nope.
But, of course, homicide detectives are going to be on this.
Bunga, bunga.
Yep. Do their best to investigate what happened.
Yep. All right, so what's the best way for me to merge, to go from that kind of a story to a commercial? How do we get? Do I need to do one more story and then forget the commercial? I don't know. I should look around. Nah, let's talk about this. I was going to do weight loss, but let's spend a minute talking about how this is good. Getting some free nights in Las Vegas, right? So you can see all the stars. You can go and enjoy some of the scenes out of some of the most interesting movies, like all the ocean movies. You go in front of the hotels. Hey, this is where that shot came from. Yep. You can have a good time.
Eat good food.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Have a nice restaurant. I've gone to Las Vegas. Whenever I go away, if I do go, I sleep normally. It's I just go. I don't necessarily always get the best because I just go somewhere and sleep.
Well,
800-419 Doug. That's the number to call. Get those two free nights in Vegas. 800-419-3684.
I feel like I'm constantly cleaning hair off my bathroom floor. At least my Swiffer Sweeper makes it easy. Swiffer Heavy Duty Dry Cloths have ultra-thick pads to trap and lock hairs, like a hair magnet. And when I'm finished cleaning up my hair, Swiffer takes care of his too. Now the hair's gone, all thanks to Swiffer. Try Swiffer Sweeper Heavy Duty Dry Cloths. I promise you'll love them or your money back. And also try Swiffer Sweeper Wet to make quick work of tough, sticky messes.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now, but I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code GEAR for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code GEAR for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code GEAR.
At Taco Bell, we like to keep mornings simple. Because before 11 a.m., you're not down for whatever.
No.
You're not interested in trying new things.
No.
You want a breakfast that's toned down and delicious. Like the Breakfast Crunchwrap with fluffy eggs, sausage, melty cheese, and a crispy hash brown in a grilled tortilla.
I want to eat that.
See? You may not be a morning person, but it's morning. And you're a person. Taco Bell breakfast. Served until 11 a.m. At participating Taco Bell stores during breakfast hours only while supplies last.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Extend your life with Extend-O-Vite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
All right, 53 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, your host has been on the radio for a long time. I think I've been on 17 or 18 different radio stations as a single host, and I've been on 1,430 stations collectively since I started doing a syndicated program back in the 1980s. Woo. So I've, as the song goes, I get around, round, get around, I get around. And I was thinking about that. Somebody said, what's the story with you? Well, that's in part my story. Today, the story is from the Food, Farm, and Family Department. It's National Strawberry Ice Cream Day. No, Strawberry Cream Pie. Can you make a strawberry cream pie, the question is, with strawberry ice cream?
Oh, interesting. Well, why not? There are ice cream cakes. Why wouldn't there be ice cream pies?
Exactly. So strawberries are out of season. Around here, strawberries are in June from maybe the first, second week of June into July a little bit. It's about a month for you to go to the farm and pick them or find them and enjoy them. They are fabulous when they're fresh. But then I like to have strawberries all the time. So I have to resort to some of these clucky places that provide you with strawberries that are days old and rotten after you keep them in the refrigerator for 3 days. But anyway, let's talk about something good. The preserved strawberry flavor that you get. So you use canned strawberries, right? In the strawberry cream pie if you have to, frozen strawberries, all that stuff. Made in a lot of different ways. Some of the recipes around use a custard, maybe even a pudding base, Jay. And then put the strawberries. They say, when you talk about this stuff, fold in the fruit. Mm-hmm. Where did that come from? What does that mean? I know what it means. Just dump it in and mix it in. Fold it in.
Yeah, but you're not just mixing it, like circling, like stirring it. You're folding it in. Okay. With a little spatula.
A little whipped cream or vanilla ice cream. You're all set. Okay, so let's see the usual who's doing bad stuff and what's being withheld or withdrawn. Safeway Fresh Foods have the recall of the day, 32-ounce diced organic butternut squash product, contaminated with E. coli. Da-da-da-da-da-da. That's the winner of the day. So if you want some diarrhea, go get some diced organic butternut squash from Safeway, and you'll have plenty of diarrhea. Woo-hoo!
Yeah, butternut squash is not having a moment right now.
No. Well, it's because there's too much of it being packaged, and when they clean it before they seal it, it's not really clean. And especially if you're a young, this is the old, got a weakened immune system. Young children is like the same thing with the shots, right? You're elderly, weak immune system, your kidney's no good. Yeah, it'll be much worse after you eat some of this stuff because E. coli does a number on your kidney. So you can buy this stuff at Safeway or Costco. Just bring it back. Anything that has that is diced organic butternut squash, just bring it back. Get your money.
Well, but that's the E. coli one. And then Freshway Foods, butternut squash, is recalled because of Listeria.
Oh,
so basically, just don't buy diced butternut squash from anywhere right now because you never know when this is going to expand.
How about this for a clever idea? You go to the farm and buy some butternut squash from the produce guy, the farmer who's growing it, and you take it home and you cleverly cut the skin off. And you cut it up yourself.
Taste it yourself.
How
and if you feel like
that?
You don't want to do that, there are tools. There's different contraptions that you just, like, what?
Yeah,
you fold it over and it slices it all at once for you.
Yeah. Hello. There you go. All right. Let's find some good news here somewhere. Oh, peanut and food allergies may be reversed. How about this? You can get some healthy gut bacteria in a number of different places. Fiber feeds the bacteria in your gut, which produces something that could prevent food allergies and irritations that are triggered by stuff like peanuts. This is the technical side of it. There's a short-chain fatty acid called, what is it called? Butyrate. I don't know, whatever it is. But it's good bacteria in your stomach. This is something Jack Stockwell talks about all the time because he's a GAPS practitioner. Fiber, 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 fiber in your diet. You get it, and it'll be great to produce gut microbes that you need to break down all the carbs and the sugars and the things that are harmful to your body. Gut. You know how to pronounce that? I didn't go back to it, but I thought I'd try to pronounce it again, but I guess I won't bother.
Yeah, no, but it will forever be now known as booty rate.
As opposed to a booty rate. Call, I guess. Yeah, right. Anyway, so the point here is that there is a way to get rid of peanut and food allergies. Check it out with some homeopath. It's now 59 past the hour here on Good Day.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.